You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in to the program. It's going to be a shorter run today. I don't know if I'm going to go the full 2 hours. Originally, we're hoping to have a band come in tonight, but due to various things, and it's really too hot for bands to be lugging the gear in here. Anyways, it's probably best just some music for you to relax to. Let me start off by talking about a show that's happening tomorrow night. The band is, well, three acts playing tomorrow night. One of them is OK Vancouver with a record release show, playing alongside Aaron Charles Reed and Sean Mrazek Lives. And it is happening at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at Philosophy Park? I never really know how to say it. It's where the Girls Rock Camp Fieldhouse is. And it is on around Grandview Highway and Rupert Street, sort of in that area. Yes, should be a fun show. A lot of these bands have not played in town in forever. Some of them haven't played in multiples of years, even well before things were shutting down in March of 2020. So yes, the new album from OK Vancouver OK is called Outside Computer. It just came out. It's a record release party. This is a song from the record called Go Ahead, I'm Late, the first track on Outside Computer.
Go ahead. Inside me too. body's free from all desire.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Awakened One. Listen without distraction. Ready or not.
You're going in. Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in to the program on a Thursday night. I hope you are staying cool out there. It's nice in the studio. It's actually not so nice right outside, even in the nest. It's pretty warm. But, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully you are chilling at home or chilling outside, or maybe you're listening to this in the winter on some podcasts, on The Podcasters. So who knows? What I just played in a set, I played some Sean Mrazek Lives. That's an old one, but applies. The album is called Thought He Was Dead. That came out in 2013. And Sean Mrazek would play a bunch of shows and then disappear for many, many years. And I sort of apply to, I don't know. I mean, in some ways, it's sort of, yeah, you know, like, where was Sean? But apparently he reemerges on Saturday, no, not Saturday, on Friday. Friday, tomorrow, playing a show at the Girls Rock Camp Fieldhouse area. It's on Renfrew and Grandview Highway. It's a little park called Falasi. You'll find it. Just follow the sound of the music. Sean Mrazek Lives, The Forest Inside My Heart. Before that, some Aaron Reed. ACR, Aaron Charles Reed. Job Heaven is the name of the song off the record. Healthy, brand new record. And I am relatively certain that Aaron Charles Reed will be playing on this program in 2 weeks' time, August the 11th. Tune in 2 weeks to listen to some live Aaron Reed. Okay, Vancouver, okay, with a song called Go Ahead, I'm Late. Outside Computer is the name of the song. Sorry, name of the record. Name of the song is Go Ahead, I'm Late. Okay, Vancouver, okay, brand new record. And tomorrow it is the band's record release party extravaganza. They are playing shows in Vancouver, and then they go on Saturday to play in Chilliwack at the Skagit Fest at 7. It's on Hope River Road. Sunday plays in Penticton, I think. And a bunch of shows here and there. And then they'll be back Saturday, August 20th, playing at the Avon Garden. Okay, Vancouver. Okay, from Vancouver. CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. There is another show happening, which is on Saturday. There is a festival. There's a show, and it's a benefit for BC Cancer. With a nice lineup with Dumb, Joe Pass, Lones, Warren, Primp, Laverne, The Think, and Weak Material. That is happening at the Korean Hall on East Hastings Street, 1320 is the street number. Yes, it's a Korean Hall. That's basically on Hastings and Clark Street. $20 for admission. It supports a good cause. It has local music, craft beer, raffles, and prizes. Again, it is a benefit for BC Cancer. I'm going to play for you a bunch of bands that is happening, playing at the show. A lot of them has played on this program. What have I queued up? I've queued up Joe Pass. Let's start with Joe Pass with a song called Glass off the record. Their prime on 101.9 FM.
Just validation?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not trying to give your hand away?
No.
Do you just do it for the validation?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not trying to give your hand away?
No.
You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. Yeah, you can sports are fun. Yeah, you can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. Yeah, you can sports for fun.
Spring break. Aruga.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Health. It's getting to the point that a lot of shows are happening in town this week, this weekend. I played a song from the band Deforcer. They're having a tape release party this Saturday, playing alongside Bed Weathers, Anonymous, Nate, Frank, Nina June at the Wet Lab on Pandora Street. It's on Pandora and Victoria-ish. 1814 Pandora Street is the address. The show is at 8 p.m. And I played a song from this release, this record, Nutty Grotto. The song I played is called Picnic. And before that, I played a bunch of music from acts that are playing at a different location on Saturday. Very close, though. You could actually, if you choose, walk back and forth between these venues. Yeah, totally doable. Yeah, pretty much. There's a show happening at the Korean Community Center, and I played a bunch of bands. I played end off the set with Loans with a song called Suspicion off of the record Commercial, which came out late last year. I played some Primp with a song called You Kiss Boys for Fun, yep, off the record Daytona. Some Laverne with a song 90s Lack of Vocation. Some Dumb Columbo Club Nights. Dumb is going on tour very soon. Next week? Yeah, they're heading across, yeah, I'm going to say Canada. Columbo Cup Nights. So all those bands are from Vancouver or Metro Vancouver area. Loans is, as I mentioned, I played them a few times before. I think most of them are still kind of more east than me, which is already quite east. Weak Material, I believe, is from Edmonton, Alberta. I played a song just called Weak Material 1. Joe Pass started off the set with a song called Glass off of the album Their Prime that came out a few years ago on Sub Pop Records. So yes, a lot happening this weekend. There's also like a punk festival happening there. Oh my goodness. There is the Powell Street Festival happening this weekend. I believe there's going to be music happening Yeah, this is going to be a busy, busy weekend. You can stay hydrated and check out some music. Also, there is on Tuesday, announcement is originally Julie Duran was supposed to play at the Wise Hall on Tuesday. That show has been canceled, and she's now playing along with Cassandra Jenkins at the Biltmore on Tuesday. Julie Duran, friend of the show, coming to Vancouver for the first time in a few years, obviously. CITR 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio Health. Thanks for tuning in. And now it's time for some history. This program has been around forever. It's called Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Started off with a fellow by the name of Ed Lasko in... Actually, I have a little note here. It started in the fall of 1988. Originally, the slot was just a DJ as Ed Lasko playing tracks like I just did now. But he decided to bring in live bands very soon. And so, hence, this show came about. Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell, the name, well, the TR stands for Thunder. Well, the TR and CITR stands for Thunderbird Radio. That's obvious. But there was there used to be a piece of art in the studio, an old studio, that just says Radio Hell. It sort of have like a horn thing with a fire. And that's sort of where the name of the show came from. Anyways, the reason I do this is because Ed Lasko did the show, and then after that, Nargwa and Evan Simmons did it before I did, before I took over in 2002 or something about. Anyways, this band I'm going to play for you now performed on this program when Nargwa the Human Serviette was hosting, I believe. The band is called Cub, and one of the first bands that did really well on Min Records. This happened on October 1st, 1992. So yeah, like about how many years? About back in 2004, there, I can't remember who it was, but there was a summer staff volunteer student, nice person responsible for converting some of the reel-to-reel tape that the old issues of old editions of Thunderbird Radio Hell was on to CDs, and this is one of the recordings that got converted to CD. I don't think all the interviews are there, but a lot of the music out there. So yeah, enjoy some Cub as they were back in the old days when it was hosted by the very, very different than me, Nargwa the Human Serviette. But I think this is going to be a lot of songs. We'll see how it goes. Yes, enjoy for the next 22 minutes. Let me make sure this is playing the right way. What is going on? Just hang on a second. Repeat play mode. You don't want to be on shuffle mode now, do we? All right. This is gonna start up with a song called Chico Run. Cub, not Run. Let me see how to find out how to play his CD. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back in 22 minutes and 40 seconds.
This song's called Chico. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take a bite, shut your eyes, cross your heart. Hypnotize me, turn a card, comb your hair, lick a stamp, find somewhere. And then the light comes in, every day with Chico, every day with Chico, every day with Chico, every day with Chico.
Hub. And before I forget to mention it, we're going to be playing at Zulu Records live in store on the 16th of October. So we hope to see you there. It's going to be at 4:30 p.m. And we're going to have records and t-shirts, and we'll be signing autographs for all you collectors out there. Okay, this one's called What the Water Gave Me. 1, 2, 3. I can hear all that applause from here. Wow, that is loud applause. I'm just going to have a drink of Coke, and we will continue with the show. Okay, let's do another song. Are you ready? Is the drummer ready? The drummer is ready. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great guy. And thanks to Helen, too. She's here tonight. So, thanks. This one's called Go Fish, and it's the first song off our upcoming record. It's a 6-song, 7-inch out on Mint, and it's called Pep, and it should be available to you on October 10th. We're hoping. Okay? Are we ready, Cubs? Go Fish. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. the part where I usually do some banter with the audience, but there's no audience. George Clinton. Someone's saying George Clinton. Yay, George Clinton. Motel 6. And this is an old evaporator song, so there's some trivia for you. 1, 2, 3. My parents want me to come home. They're worried. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and we're Cub. And I think are we reaching the halfway mark? I think we are. And at this point, I'd like to say hi to my grandma, Baba Solowski. I think she's listening tonight. All right. So, Baba, this one's for you. And it's called Runaway. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Like an idiot.
Someday. And that's also going to be on our upcoming record. Push the record. Push the record. What other news do we have? I don't think we have any news. Do we? Do we have any news? No. No news. Sorry. Oh, this one's called The Day We Met. 1, 2, 3, 4. Did I say that already? Okay. okay. We're the bare essentials, right? Unbearable and bare naked cubs. Okay. Here's some trivia. Robin hates the bare naked ladies, and she screams whenever they're on TV.
So do I.
So does Valeria, but I love them. Okay. This song's called Sweet Pea, and it's another cover. A fabulous cover. Okay.
I went to a dance the other night. I saw a girl there, she was out of sight. I asked a friend of mine who she could be. Said that a friend was called a sweet pea. Oh, sweet pea, come on and dance with me. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Oh, sweet pea, won't you be my girl? Won't you, won't you, won't you be?
Medley of Sweet Pea and Hello Kitty going out to Frida, who's probably sitting around licking her butt at home. Okay, and this is our last song, and it's another cover, and we'd like to invite the sitar man, if he's still here, to feel free and play along. Oh, he's gone. Well, maybe he can play along in his mind in the car on the way home. And you can play along in your minds, too. And I guess we'd like to thank Nardwar the Human Serviette and all his fabulous guests tonight for allowing us to be part of the show. So once again, we're Cub, and we will see you. What are you picking up in your amp?
I'm listening to the radio.
She's listening to the radio. Are you listening to us?
No.
Oh, something else.
Sounds like Maureen McGovern.
Maureen McGovern. There's got to be a show after Cub. Okay, and we're going to be at Zulu, and we'll see you there, and it's on the 16th at 4:30. And we'd like to meet every one of you. So here we go. Thanks again, and good night. 1, 2, 3, 4.
From October the 1st, back in 1992, which is, what is it, 30 years ago. 30 years ago. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, the band was Cub. And yes, at first I thought maybe it was still at Lasko's time, but I think Largo, at least Largo did this one. The band was Cub, one of the more popular bands coming out of Vancouver in the early 90s on Mint Records. The band, this is like the very early version of the band. The band was formed the year this recording was made, if not maybe a bit earlier, but not very much earlier. And from what was mentioned, the lineup was the very first lineup, pretty much. It's with Lisa Mara, Robin Awada, and Valeria Fellini on drums. Lisa Ma continue on with the band until the end. Actually, very interestingly, but Lisa Ma lives in California now. But a few weeks ago, when Apollo Ghost played a show with the Burning Hell, Lisa Ma was the opening act. Did a few Cup songs and people were all singing along, which was fantastic, pretty amazing. So yeah, Cub went on In fact, the first album didn't even come out as they were, if you were listening to them, the banter, because this was in 1992. The first record, the first major album came out in 1993, Betty Cola. And yeah, the members sort of change a little bit. And there, for example, Nico Case joined the band briefly on drums. And then later on, Lisa G is the drummer for the band after Valeria has left the band. Cub, indie pop band from Vancouver. And from 1992 to 1997 on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. I think I'm going to call it today. We'll be back next week with more programming. Coming up in 45 minutes time is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that program. Until then, you're going to get the randomizer on CITR 101.9 FM.